Call the meeting to order of the Board of Commissioners for the Port of Astoria. Welcome everyone for attending and start with the roll call, please.
Commissioner Hill.
Here.
Commissioner Fickell.
Here.
Commissioner Stevens.
Here.
Commissioner Campbell.
Here.
And Commissioner Roan.
Here. Please join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hey, are there any changes or additions to the agenda?
Yeah. I'd like to discuss the outfall pipe going from Corn Seeds plant. Trucks down, everybody goes in. If we could get that put on, I'd appreciate it.
That's something you could discuss in your comments, couldn't it?
Well, I guess we could.
Okay, I'll let you talk about it during your comments.
Yeah.
So we'll leave the agenda as is. The public comment. Do we have any comment cards? We have the consent calendar, which consists of the meeting minutes from the workshop session of December 16th. The financials from November and the event calendar. Is there anything, anyone have any questions particular with the financials? If not, I would entertain a motion to approve the consent calendar.
We'll move.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Next item is a action item for the East Basin boarding dock replacement. Deputy Director McGrath.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioners, on page 16, look at the request for expenditure for the East Basin, the boarding dock replacement, just as a refresher. This is a project that we're doing for nine different docks to replace the floating docks that are existing at the East Basin. What we're looking for is commission approval for the $295,751 for Topper Industries to construct those docks and get them on the property by September of this year. What we're looking at, and just to, again as a refresher, is this is a it's a grant that comes in two pieces. One is from the Oregon State Marine Board for roughly like $73,000, and about $234,000 coming from the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife, who is administering a grant from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. So those numbers, if you add those two numbers together, they actually add, you know, up to a greater amount than what the project is costing. So we don't know exactly what the cost is going to be. We have to figure out how much the port's portion is going to be, but at no point will the port pay more than $93,000 for its share based on the agreement with OSMB. Still waiting on OSMB to come back with what the total figures will be for their contribution and for U.S. Fish and Wildlife's contribution. But at this point, we're just looking for approval from the commission to get this request for expenditure done and to get this project moving.
That's my understanding. It's very, very heavily used to that dock. So this is a real asset for the community and region to have this dock functioning.
Well, where's the prints for this dock? And what's it made out of and how's it made? I'd like to see that.
You have a copy of those. I gave you a copy of those about a month ago.
I have a copy of that.
There is a motion in your packet provided. Someone like to make that motion?
Okay, I'll move to award the East Basin Boarding Dock Replacement Project to Topper Industries LLC, the amount not to exceed $295,751.03. Authorize the executive director to enter into a contract.
Okay, I'm going to need a second.
Second.
You have a motion and a second? Commissioner Campbell?
What's this thing built out of anyway? What float? What kind of float?
They're steel.
Steel floats?
Yeah, concrete, steel. And HDPE. Yep.
I believe they're just right up the river, aren't they? They're in Kalama or something like that. Based out of?
That's Toppers up in Washington.
Washington.
Woodland?
What's that?
Woodland, yeah.
Yeah, Woodland.
So they're on the Columbia. They're familiar with the. That's probably why they're competitive, because they're not very far away.
A lot of different components. Steel, aluminum, HDPE.
You get a money back guarantee if anything. Are there any other questions or comments?
I'd like to make it clear, Mr. Chairman.
Commissioner Stevens.
Of course, I want to move this forward, but I would enjoy a little bit of fleshing out what we have discussed in the past. Refresh my aged mind on what the concept is and how you envision when we contract with somebody else to assemble it, how that's going to take place with, we have to, for example, are we driving all new pilings for this or?
No,
go ahead, take the floor and.
The bid is just for the construction of the floats and delivery of the floats.
Mm-hmm.
We install the floats. Piles don't need to come out. We can put those on with the pile hoops without having to take the piles out at all.
Okay. So Joe Teddy Incorporated is going to be assembling this?
Correct.
Okay.
We're installing it. It'll be assembled.
Yeah. Putting together in assembly.
On an IT.
I'm asking this guy.
Okay. That's what he just said.
We'll continue.
That's it. They will be delivered by Topper, and we will take the installation on ourselves. We'll handle it.
Are they going to store it over here in one of our buildings, or are they going to store it down?
Going directly to the East Basin.
How long do you estimate it'll sit there? Just September?
Very long. Yeah, we don't want it to be on site for very long. So they're talking, 6 to 9 months lead time. So if we get this going now, you're looking at, the earliest they're going to be here is probably August, but more likely in September, October. And then our in-water work window allows us to put them in November.
Is there any concern over vandalism or people crawling underneath them to make a home, that kind of thing, while it sits there?
No, when they're stacked, you can't crawl underneath them.
Okay.
Well, are we subject to some code or something we can't put them in before that they get here?
Yes.
What?
In water work window from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and DSL.
We're not doing anything in the water as far as.
We are.
What? No driving the pilings?
You're still working in the water.
I think that's questionable.
Well,
what is the in-water work window, Matt?
November 1 to February 28th.
So they'll deliver them. We can have that from September 1 to whatever you just said.
What? Yeah.
At that time, you can start putting them in.
November 1, we could.
Yeah, November 1. Okay. And then, okay.
So, Matt, are these going to be like Legos or Lincoln Logs or something where you just attach one dock to the other and then stretch them out over the pilings to get?
They're joined by deck plates.
Uh-huh.
So, and then they also have it's a kind of a hinge system. So there's a rod that connects the actual docks together.
Yeah.
And then it's protected by a dock plate.
Do they flex?
Yes.
Okay. That's just the kind of stuff I was hoping to hear. Yeah.
It's basically a hinge system. So if you have the two docks here, there's a hinge pin that goes in the middle and they flex like this.
Uh-huh.
So, and then you've got five different piles connecting. There's five different piles that support the entire structure of nine docks. So there's basically a pile every two docks.
And the design of the system itself is approved through the Marine Board, correct?
It's approved and designed by the Marine Board.
What kind of deck they got on?
Yeah, it's aluminum, HDPE.
Skid free.
Correct.
Mr.
Okay. Are there any other questions? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
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 Thank you. Short agenda today, so if you have any basketball games or anything, it might be a lucky day for you. So public comment for non-agenda items. We'll go on to, I don't think we have any cards, so online we'll go to commissioner reports. Commissioner Campbell, this is your chance to make your comments or questions.
Okay.
Comments.
I've briefly noticed one of the plans we had months ago that they have the outlet pipe from Bornstein's going out in the slip to the face of the dock. That would be a no-no, I think, because that would completely shut down your dredging. That pipe there. And the other thing I question is I see in one of the prints here where they've got the disposal site for the other plant over there. Goes right off the face of the dock there. We're already contaminated in Pier 2. I don't know why we would allow them to do that, why they wouldn't have moved that over behind Pier 3 somewhere where it wouldn't pump itself out and float back in there when the tide floods. On an ebb tide, it floods there. Whether you know it or not, all you got to do is go out and check or ask the bar pilots. I think that should be examined closely. I don't know who's going to clean up that mess in Pier 2 of it. I understand that we can't pass the dredging permit now. Is that correct?
What are you talking about?
In slip two.
Two. So, yeah, as far as the discharge, because Bornstein's outfall is on the west side of Pier 2, about halfway out. And then DeYang's is on the east side and slip one. When we're looking at the discharge from Bornstein with the design of Pier 2 rehab, part of the consideration is moving that outfall for both DeYang and Bornstein to the north end of Pier 2. So nothing discharges in the slips. Everything goes out to the north end and discharges into what's called a mixing zone so that there isn't any of that contamination. So that's part of that. But we don't have the final designs on that because we're waiting on the NEPA process for the permitting. We're at 90% design right now. And then that discharge pipe is part of the last 10% of the design to get that handled so that DEQ is satisfied with the mixing zone and then where the outfall is located. And that's for Pier 2. For Pier 1, the discharge is out on that northwest corner of Pier 1. That's for the Bornstein building.
Right in the dredge prism.
What's that?
That'd be right in the dredge prism.
It's out in the on the slip or on the face and near the north end of the slip. So we don't have contamination issues out there because it's already kind of out into the flow. So that is one of the, when we do our dredging, when we do the sampling, for the dredge prisms, they come back as one of three different types of contamination. You either have high, medium, or low risk. The face and the north end of the slip is always low because it's always mixing out there. So that means we only have to sample it once every 7 years, as opposed to a high, which we need to have to sample once every 3 years.
And for the Bornstein DAF system, we're not creating a new pipe. They're tying into their existing discharge pipe, so it's not a right. It's not a new deal.
Yeah.
We're extending it, right? This is what I just heard. We're extending it out for the river,
for Pier 2, for the operations on Pier 2.
You would be going out in the river.
Yeah. Correct.
Oh, that would eliminate any movement there at all. Ships.
That's. It's hard for me to visualize it without a diagram, but the discharge pipe located at or near a berth is troubling when you're going to bring a ship in. You see what I'm saying?
Discharge pipes are typically put down at depth. So when you're right at a corner, I mean, you're not going to be coming close to that with any type of ever. I mean, you'd have to, I mean, under extreme circumstances, would you even come close to that? So the way that they have those typically laid out is that they won't extend into the river, but slightly back, or just maybe slightly proud of the dock, so that any vessel that comes by there, not
Beneath the pier.
correct.
Yeah, it's a lot better than at the berth.
Right.
There's many times I have anchored to a pier.
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, you don't plan on it, but that happens.
Sure.
Okay.
I think we need to look at that pretty closely. We had another situation here with the people at the airport. They probably dropped over $30 million into that plant with the same opinion that they weren't going to contaminate anything. And consequently, you see where they're at now. They've closed the doors and shut down the places for sale, having a fire sale. And these machines are not perfect that clean the water up. And being that close to the slip over here, I'm really leery that this is the time to take the crossroads and go the other direction and try to move that stuff to the west of Pier 3. Al Rissman and I went to Vicksburg, Mississippi when they built this bridge pier. We started having the problem of flooding coming up the face of the dock on an ebb tide, a hard flood, and that's still the case. When you get an ebb tide, you get a flood next to the docks. And like I say, if their machines aren't picture perfect and separating the solids and cleaning up the water like it's supposed to, what do? We fix it then or fix it now? I think that takes another good look at because the conditions there are not good as far as water movement is concerned. And then are they going to be required to move it on ebb tide or what? Like the dredging?
To my understanding, with the 900J permit, there are no time limitations as far as when that's done. So,
I think we better take another hard look at that. Now is the time to fix it, and we're right at the crossroads now. We're going to, because that could cost us shutting down any cargo movement whatsoever, including the cruise ships.
Commissioner Stevens, do you have any comments?
I've made one. Thank you.
Commissioner Fickell?
My turn.
It is.
So, have you noticed around the town that Clatsop County Animal Shelter puts out the little pieces of paper with all the animals that are available for adoption? And my wife, Trish, noticed this one particular good boy in there that had been there for several months. And so she went up there and got, had to take a course to learn how to walk a level two dog. Bigger dogs, level two, separated by levels. And I think I'm very impressed with the way the animal shelter is run with Justin Dersham and what he's doing out. And I think do a great service for everybody in our county to I think it's kind of a thankless job, but it's a very important one. And so I just wanted to highlight what I've learned about the Clatsop County Animal Shelter and encourage anybody that if you can't have a dog but you like dogs, you could go out there and walk them. And you don't have to do a level two or level three. Take a little tiny level one that you can just, yeah. And I've been out there a couple of times and you see four or five people out there just walking dogs. And it's a great thing for the community. That's all I got. Oh, and Happy New Year.
Commissioner Hill.
I have nothing other than Happy New Year.
Okay. I want to talk about briefly, we have the summary that puts together for the financial narrative for our large audience. Since you came, we get these packets and they're pretty well put together. And just a brief paragraph as far as the financials for November 2025. I'll just read it for you. For July through November 2025, the port reported an operating net gain of $1.193 million, exceeding budget by $173,000, but falling $219,000 short of last year's performance. Total operating revenue was 102% of budget,
and operating expenses were 99%. Non-operating revenue and expense track closely to budget. Overall, the port reported a total net loss of $130,000, which was $146,000 ahead of budget, but $525,000 behind prior year's profits. I think just as a summary and overall of understanding what we are getting, I think it's interesting. I like that more than the detail. So I just thought I would share that for your edification. So, Executive Director, any comments?
Just a few things here. Thank you, Commissioner. I guess for first update, Central Waterfront development. So we've had several meetings, I think, since our, well, we've been a little while since we met with the holidays, but we've had several meetings, including this morning. I had a phone conference with the developer. We're going to have them on site tomorrow, and we have meetings set up at City Hall with City Manager Spence, as well as the Community Development Director, Public Works Director, to kind of make sure that we're on the same page as we embark on this large project. We also talked about the lease itself. Actually, the ball's in their court. I think they're Garth from Elevator. Has worked on the revisions that we had talked about. Wes said they're in his inbox. He's going to review them by the end of the week and get those back to me. And so I think we're getting really, really close to having some leases that we can get in front of the commission for your review and hopefully approval. So some exciting news. We've made some, it's been a lot of, a lot of time into this thing now, but we're making some good progress. And now that City Manager Spence is back, we'll have that meeting tomorrow as kind of a kickoff with the various departments at the city to make sure that we can move through this as efficiently as possible. Also had a meeting with Mark Popkin, and as kind of a follow-up to previous discussions that we had. We're in the process right now. We had one bid for a survey that I think was over $30,000 that was going to be needed in order to complete the transaction with Terry's Plumbing for their shop. And so Mark has been working with a second surveyor to get a second bid. That number seemed high, but it may be that that's competitive. And so he's working both with Terry's Plumbing right now and the surveyor to get that done. And so when I learn more about that, I will inform the commission. And then also in terms of the transaction itself and the cost share, with some of these upfront costs, Mark is working on that. Yesterday, we submitted grant application to the State Marine Board for East Mooring Basin dredging. You may have saw, if you follow the port's Facebook page, that we had solicited some public comment. Those are always helpful for those grant applications. And this was the one, if you recall, there was a Senate bill last year that included dredge money that ultimately was not approved. It died in committee. I think it was Senate Bill 361. And so this is a way that an alternative way that we can find some funding to get that facility dredged on our central waterfront. I think I had mentioned at the last meeting, we had, I think, just completed dredging on the central waterfront. So the pretty incredible when you look at some of the stats on this, the dredging this year was 24 total days, which if you compare that to when our crew was doing the dredging and they were out there for literally 4 months, you can see how much more efficient bringing in a contractor with equipment that's designed for that kind of dredging. We're still working on getting the total numbers, but it's about 40,000 cubic yards that got dredged. And so they'll be out here again next year to complete that central waterfront dredging. The only other thing I had was an update for the airport advisory. I was going to have Matt update us on that.
So just a quick update for everyone is that we have an airport advisory committee on Monday at 4 p.m. at the terminal building. We come covering a number of topics, but one of the ones that really to underscore here is we have Nick Newsom from Boutique Air looking to come out and start talking about potential commercial service being restored to Astoria.
So passenger?
Oops, that's they have a fleet of 20 different PC-12s. They run a number of routes in the Northwest now, but he's going to highlight some of the possibilities and what we can do to bring back commercial service to KAST. I'm excited about that.
I've always been really excited about that. I even called airlines, but depending on the airline, they may or may not call me back. Haven't heard back from Alaska Air yet. So anyway, but I think that would be tremendous. I think in the past, the timing was exceptionally poor. I think we got it right when there was a 2008 economic housing meltdown. So all of a sudden, kind of the money went away, and I think our community has only become more of a destination and more popular. At one point during the cruise conversations, they talked about this being a, can't remember the terminology for where people get on the ship and they would fly here to do that. So that would be I was hopeful when I heard that, but this is a lot more hopeful, maybe practical. So anyway, that's exciting.
What's the name of the company again?
Boutique.
Boutique Air. Boutique Air. All right. Horizon did it right, back in the 90s.
I think they were a little early, but I agree. People loved it. If you were fishing out of Alaska,
Yeah.
you could get to Seattle, and if you can get to Seattle, you can get to anywhere. So I would personally lobby for a Redmond and Seattle. But I don't think they'll probably, that'd be exciting.
I think that concludes the comments.
Okay. I guess we'll move on to upcoming meetings. The airport advisory is Monday, January 12th at 4 p.m., as was mentioned. The workshop session is the 20th at 4, and the regular is February 3rd at 4. So with that, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you.